Show. I am the substitute host, William Rapillum, filling in for Travis. Welcome, folks. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the final hour in the final 2 hours of the RBN daily schedule of shows. So Travis has been reading in his show. He's been reading. So first, let me please plead with you guys to go to Republic Broadcasting. .org and donate. But don't just, I'm going to ask for something else here, folks. And I did this in the last hour, and those of you still listening, I'm repeating myself, but it's really, really important right now. I didn't realize how dire the situation was. The station can't function without money. We've had some people step up and give some one-time donations, good, but what we really need is consistent monthly donations. So if you can do that, if you can commit to a monthly donation, auto recurring, that would really, really be helpful. You know, there's been a lot of churn on the network. There's been some people leaving, and I think some donors probably left too. We don't really track that, but we noticed the dip in the monthly donations. So, you know, the station is evolving. I think we're becoming a little bit more, we talk about the Jews more, and some of you out there don't really like that. You think it's maybe counterproductive. I am the open debate on that, but there really is no, I agree with Patrick Slattery in that if you, there's no really conversation if you can't discuss Jewish power. Then it's a useless dialectical conversation that it'll go nowhere. And that's what the controlled opposition's for, is to keep people from talking about Jewish power. All right, so anyway, folks, yeah, please do donate, and please set up a monthly recurring donation if you can, so that we can continue here. And it's very important right now, in this sort of time of sort of upheaval and churn that we're going through in the station here. So, and again, I don't get paid here. That's not, I'm a donor. I'm not somebody who gets paid. I do this because I am just absolutely have to get the truth out for these criminals that we're trying to expose. So dedicating our lives to that. And so many of you out there are dedicated to the same thing. So we're family here. All right, so I have David Scorpio with me, and Richard Carey is going to be coming on and joining as well. So we're going to have a little panel. But first, I'm going to go ahead and read out of this Ultimate World Order. But first, let me welcome you to the show, David. Welcome to the show. Welcome back again, or welcome again.
Yes, thanks for having me on, William. Good to be here with you, and looking forward to talking about a few things, man. This will be good.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry that I'm going to spend first, like, you know, until the break, reading out of the book here. I've got about 15 minutes. Is that okay?
If I could, I'd like to just make a quick comment about the FBI from your last hour. John Friend's article was excellent. But there's one thing I'd like to just bring up, if I could.
Sure. Sure.
Well, he made the statement that the FBI was once respected, and that would be the only thing in the article I would dispute. I don't think the FBI has been a respected institution since its inception. I think it's been deeply corrupt. I'm old enough to remember Ruby Ridge, where the FBI sharpshooter shot, a guy's wife in the face and shot his son in the back. And then, of course, Waco, and where they burnt alive, something like 70 people. And, of course, Oklahoma City was another debacle. And then going, let's be honest, the FBI helped cover up the Kennedy assassination. And going back to the original guy, J. Edgar Hoover, who was a closeted homosexual, who was blackmailed by the mafia. The man even denied the mafia even existed. And, of course, his gay lover, Clyde Tolson, lived across the street from him for 30 years. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But, that's basically the history in a nutshell there from my standpoint.
Well, yeah, the Jews committed a Holocaust with Waco against Christians. It was a small Holocaust of 70 people, but it was a Holocaust nonetheless. They burnt them alive. And that's what happened.
They could have arrested David Koresh whenever they wanted to. They knew that he went jogging every morning, so they could have easily arrested him without incident, but they didn't want that. They wanted this whole standoff. And according to some, the real reason behind that was that the Waco operation, I'm sorry, the MENA operation had been moved to Waco, and there was an airstrip adjacent to the compound or the property that the Koresh had. And he had seen these strange airplanes flying in and out on this airstrip that were actually continuing the MENA operation of smuggling cocaine into the United States using CIA and other covert assets.
Hey, what was that movie called that was Tom Cruise was in, and there was a CIA asset, and he was smuggling cocaine in the country with a little airplane?
Yeah, American Made was the movie. It's actually worth watching because it even reveals that Governor Clinton was involved in the MENA operation. So it's actually worth watching. It's pretty well done, and it's hard to believe they actually got the part into the movie where there's a phone call made to Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton demands that the guy that the movie's about be let go on all charges.
Mm. That's just interesting, when you get the bird's eye view of the overall Zionist plan for America and the world, the Tikkun Olam, we're going to destroy the white race, destroy Amalek. You see everything as it actually is. And, back in those days, they were bringing in cocaine. The CIA was helping bringing in a lot of cocaine into the America. And who was using the cocaine? Probably the upper middle class whites, the ones that they really want to target the most, the yuppies or whatever, I guess, in the 80s. And then whoever else, and the depopulation agenda. And so the CIA was started, I think it's pretty much all these three-letter organizations are all Jewish in nature. And so now what happens in 9/11 is that you have the opium fields of Afghanistan, which they pretty much took over. And then you had what happened? Okay, the Sackler family and the opioid crisis legitimized legitimate drugs or legalized drugs, prescription drugs. And people got hooked on the opioids and further destruction of our people, in the country. It's just another Tikkun Olam, destroy the white race and traditional America by any means necessary. And that's good. That's a good thing, according to them, because even if it's doing evil, it's doing it for a good cause.
Well, so, you see, William, the world cannot be in balance until Jews run the entire world. That's what the whole idea is there. And of course, according to Roger Clinton, Bill Clinton's brother, Bill had a nose like a vacuum cleaner, so he was getting high on his own supply there in MENA, according to quite a few sources, actually, including his brother.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt it at all. I don't know. Maybe I'll read this out of this. Have you listened to? I don't know if you've caught any of Travis's previous shows. This book. Let me scroll back up to the name of it, but it's fantastic. It's called The Ultimate World Order, and there'll be plenty of. We could read through it. We could probably read through and stop and comment on it if you want, David. Since it's me and you here, I'll read through it till the break. So we've got like 10 minutes, and I'm going to start where he left off on page 51 of the PDF. So, all right. So starting with Israel to expand, it is not uncommon to hear the question, is Israel bent on territorial expansion? The answer can be found in many places. Time magazine, August 16, 1948, page 25, quoted David Ben-Gurion, Israeli premier, as saying to a Time correspondent, quote, from David Ben-Gurion, we would not have taken on this war, Arab war, merely for the purpose of enjoying this tiny state. There have been only two great peoples, the ancient Greeks and the Jews. Maybe when present process is finished, we too will degenerate. But I see no sign of degeneracy at present. The Times correspondent reported that Ben-Gurion spoke, quote, the labor politician was replaced by the prophet. A dreamer stare veiled his blue eyes. The room was small, but his voice throbbed loudly, as if speaking to multitudes against the winds on Mount Carmel. So Ben-Gurion further indulged himself in this vision of a Jewish master race. Quote, we had a message to give the world, but the message was cut off in the middle. In time, there will be millions of us becoming stronger and stronger, and we will complete the message. Okay, and that's quote. And then Professor Higger told us even more specifically that Israel would expand. So another quote here, I will open the rivers on the high hills and fountains. In the midst of the valleys, I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. The boundaries of the land will be enlarged and widened, and its immediate spiritual, ethical, moral influence on the neighboring countries will be evident and very great. So you can always see, already see this biblical supremacist Tikkun Olam kind of narrative really picking up here. All right, if Israel continues its militant march, its people will rebuild Jerusalem into a fabulous and glittering city as previously described. Another quote, the rebuilding of that city is part of the plan of the ideal country, Zion. Jerusalem will be the capital of Zion. Unquote. So Ben-Gurion, daring, arrogant premier of Israel, knew his Zionist program when he moved the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to fabled Jerusalem. Ben-Gurion did this? They did this another time, huh? Okay. In defiance of the timid, spineless restraints of the Western nations, why should Ben-Gurion fear the wrath of Harry Truman, the total politician? Not a finger was lifted to restrain the rugged Zionist enemy of Western nations and races, though he provoked our Arab allies almost to the point of which might then and may yet atomize the world. I don't know what he's talking about, the enemy of Zion. Not a finger was lifted to restrain the rugged Zionist enemy of Western... Oh, the Zionist enemy, okay. Of Western nations and races, yeah. Okay, excuse me, folks, for that. Mr. Higger's dream of world peace and the constant, quote, propaganda for peace. There, I got you one, David, there. Imitating David. I should send this to you, David, so you can read it. And you can do your you can do your imitation of yourself. And I'm not funny, am I? I'm trying to be funny, but I'm just sound like I'm being a jerk. Okay.
Well, you know, one thing I just quickly add, William, is that, you know, Israel does not have defined borders. That's a fact. They have never defined their actual borders. So that's caused them some real problems, both with the United Nations and with, not that I care about the United Nations, but, you know, every country America is supposed to have treaties with is supposed to have defined borders, and Israel does not. And so they do have a plan for, you know, expansion. They've pretty much stolen quite a bit of land since 1967. And, of course, I believe the next step is they're going to try to take over Ukraine, which is the ancient borders of ancient Khazaria. That's why we have this ridiculous war going right now.
Absolutely. This is all part of that, the Greater Israel Project. And, yeah, I can't add anything to what you said. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, of course, you know, most people already know this, but the two blue stripes on the Israeli flag are two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, that they're supposed to, that's supposed to be the actual biblical borders of Israel. And that's what Eretz Israel was, that's what they've wanted, is to establish the biblical borders of Israel, but they have not, of course, been able to do that.
Yeah. And the Christians just get completely duped into it because they think that they're helping their brethren. They don't read the Bible and see what it really says in there about these imposters. They don't see the danger. Not only don't see the danger, they help them right along, march us to our destruction, because they think that it's commanded by the Bible too. So it's like they're just, it's like they're addicted to some drug and they know it's going to kill them, but they just continue on with it. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but well, I'll read on. We got a couple more minutes. I'll just read on a little bit more, at least get through this page here. So, Mr. Higger's dream of world peace and constant propaganda for peace by the Zionists, like the communists whose basic literature always calls for an ultimate war to destroy the free world, are not to be taken seriously. In view of his revelation of the plan to deliberately bring about the mighty Armageddon, a war to make the world destroy itself. Peace probably is the dream of all races and tribes. But a study of the racial history of Europe indicates that there would have been few wars, probably no major wars, but for the organizing of the Jewish peace propagandists to make the non-Jews grind themselves to bits. The supposition is permissible that the Jewish strategists want peace after they subjugate all opposition and potential opposition. The question is, whose peace or whose wars are we to enjoy? Is man to be free to follow his conscience and worship his own God? Or must he accept the conscience of God of the Zionists? The conscience and God of the Zionists. So there we go. I'm at the end of that section. I think that's good for the reading. David, let me get your comments just on that a little bit.
Well, yeah, you know, Israel's been a very deceitful project since the beginning, and it will continue to be so. But of course, you know, they're headed for some big problems there in Israel. They face a demographic problem because the Palestinians and the Arabs around them are outbreeding them. So again, this is why you know, they plan on using Ukraine, the ancient Khazarian kingdom, that has the same borders essentially, to be their new home base for their management of the power shift to the east that the Jews are involved in very much.
Well, first they have to genocide all the Slavs and the whites that are living there. And Blackbird 9 on my show on Wednesday night on the National Intel Report brought up are at break time, so I'll bookmark that thought. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I've seen a monkey evolve into a man. I've seen a man devolve into a monkey. I've seen a junkie redeem himself with help. I've seen a wealthy man melt into the snow and blow his credit on a decongestant. The dyslexics breathe easy. People in the top tax bracket just keep looking for freebies, thumbing their noses at those in need of handouts, talking panhandlers with secondhand clothes.
Okay, we're back. We're back, and I would bookmark a thought that I had, but I'm not very good at bookmarking thoughts, especially if I don't write them down. So I'll just move on. So we just finished up this one section here, Israel to expand. And there's another section here I could read. It's called, I know I said I'd only read, but I think it's kind of, what do you think, David? Should I continue and read one more little section here? Just... not very long. This one's called The Requirements for the Righteous.
Okay.
That sounds like kind of on the lines of what we've been talking about. This whole, like, we're doing tikkun olam. This is the doing evil for good. Or you have the ADL, which is fighting hate for good. What is fighting hate? Just means, you know, destroying the truth and silencing everyone and framing everyone for your crimes and persecuting righteous people. So, all right, here goes. The requirements for the righteous. What specifically is or are the requirements of joining the righteous? What must you do to be saved by the Zionist standards? What is the What is the Israelitic or Zionist program we must embrace? Everywhere, the author makes the answer clear. We must embrace, and so by the way, this is a book about a book that the guy found in the library. Forgot the name of the book. Something about Jews ruling the world. But Travis has talked about it in his previous show, so I'm just reading. Okay, we must embrace the world brotherhood and internationalism. So when you hear the word internationalism, that's Jews. We must oppose the capitalists and embrace socialism. And we must hate and oppose the anti-Semites, quote unquote. The anti-Semites, these are the required, you're supposed to laugh, David, you know, so I don't feel bad for making fun of you. These are the requirements. Thank you, David. Thank you. These are the requirements for the nations. They are also the requirements for individuals, as he repeatedly makes clear. For instance, quote, the ideal Jerusalem, the capital of the ideal Zion, headed by the ideal house of David, will have her foundations rooted in a universal brotherhood. All right, I'm going to try to read a little faster here. Your country will be called unrighteous and will be destroyed if it is, one, a capitalist nation, two, it opposes Israel, and or three, if it does not embrace the above-mentioned universal brotherhood. Ah, so the universal brotherhood, is it Freemasonry? Judaism for the goyim? Yeah. Okay. Feel free to jump in and comment, David, at any time you want to add something here.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no question that Freemasonry is Judaism for the goyim. So, yeah, that's spot on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should do a whole show on just that topic alone. The unrighteous nations, as typified in the traditional Esau... Esau was Jacob's brother, who was originally supposed to get... This is me. This is my subtext. Originally was supposed to have the covenant, I guess you would say. He was supposed to carry on the name. He was supposed to be the chosen son. And then Jacob stole it, but then somehow Jacob got it, and it was okay and legitimized. Anyway, the unrighteous nations, as typified by the traditional Esau, will not share in the ideal era. Their rule will be destroyed and will disappear from earth before the ushering in of the millennium. The wickedness of these nations, the Esau group of nations, so they're referring to us as Esau, where they also refer to us as Edom or the Amalek. Right, so I think this is all synonymous. Will consist mainly in accumulating money belonging to the people and of oppressing and robbing the poor. Another group of wicked nations, as typified in the traditional Edom and Rome. Rome burned Jerusalem trying to suppress Jewish subversion. Will suffer the same fate as the first. Their unrighteous will be characterized by corrupt governments and by their oppressions of Israel. Okay, we'll read a little more. Where is this going here? Notice that it is wicked for the other nations to have money, for they oppress the people, but it is ideal for the Jewish utopians to take over all the wealth of the world. Notice that it is unrighteous and wicked, anti-Semitic, to oppose Israel, but the entire plan of the Jewish utopia is a plan of opposition to Gentiles, a plot to subjugate them or wipe them out. Bingo. Which is exactly what's happening. Thus, the present Zionist and communist programs preaching brotherhood, racial integration, socialism, UNESCO after World War II, which was Milton Eisenhower who started that. That's for Eisenhower's brother. And now I think deeply entrenched in, I forgot what it stands for, UNESCO. You might remember, David, UNESCO. The Genocide Pact, the so-called Covenant of Human Rights, the glorification of the United Nations, the constant undermining and ridiculing and belittling of patriotic nationalism among non-Jews, and swift and violent attacks on any non-Jews who express pride in their race. Are we at the break? Following the rights movement to clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available. Okay. All right, folks, we'll be right back mid-paragraph. Let's finish this up.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Start going in an octave up. Roger. It's David Gilmour and Roger. What's his last name? David Scorpio.
Waters.
Roger Waters. Yeah. That's the Pink Floyd The Wall track. So I'm just commenting because I know it. This is Travis's bumper music. And yeah, that's from the movie Pink Floyd The Wall, from the album The Wall. When the Tigers Broke Free. Thank you, Mike, for that. All right. Yeah, Mike, you're good, buddy. Do what you got to do there. So, we got Richard joining us. And so now we've got a little bit of a panel going on here. So, all right, this is going to get real interesting. Richard, welcome.
Hello, good evening to you, William, and to Mr. Scorpio.
Thank you, Richard. I'm glad you can make it. I'm glad you can join us.
Yes, yeah, it's a bit of a change, you know, doing a late night show with you guys. So, I've been listening. So, wherever you want to take things.
Well, awesome.
Is it past your bedtime, Richard?
Yes, it sounds like it.
Oh, no, you know, usually I just stop interacting with people, but often I'll be up late with my cat, actually, a lot of times into the wee hours. So I have her outside with me now.
All right.
What, does your cat have anything to say?
No, she's pretty chill right now.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard your cat speak before. I've heard your cat speak before many times. All right, so, let me finish this paragraph here. All right, I guess I might as well just start it over real quick. It's just a paragraph. And then we'll get you guys' comments here. I might go a little further than the paragraph. Let's see, there's a couple of pages left to get through. So, all right. Thus, the present Zionist and communist programs preaching brotherhood, racial integration, socialism, UNESCO, the Genocide Pact, the so-called Covenant of Human Rights, the glorification of the United Nations, the constant undermining and ridiculing and belittling of patriotic nationalism among non-Jews, the swift and violent attacks on any non-Jews who express pride in their race, the coercive fair employment practices laws, forcing the white man to employ persons of various races in his community through though white men may go jobless, the cry of anti-Semitism, the world giveaway program of our money to uplift all the other races at the expense of our children and grandchildren who are thus saddled with fantastic debts. All these propaganda and organizational drives identify themselves as part of the program of Jewish nationalism or Zionism, all moving us toward the goal of the Jewish utopia. Wow, that was a fantastic couple of sentences there. Let me kick it to you first, Richard, for your comments.
I've been catching excerpts Travis has been reading over recent weeks as well, and it's almost like a part two of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, you know. And this one, we have someone who, you know, has openly acknowledged being the author. I found it really interesting. A couple of weeks ago, he was reading a segment talking about how the Jews have to gradually breed out genetic defects or any traits that would be less than ideal. And basically, he was describing a lot of Aryan traits rather than Jewish traits, as far as, you know, the tall, muscular, attractive build. And I can't recall if he mentioned even an ideal of blonde hair or not, but, you know, just very curious how there's this plan. And the Khazarian Ashkenazi Jew would be, fulfilling that format, breeding with those intentions in mind. But yeah, no, I mean, it's very, what, could you give us the name again of the book?
Yeah. Hang on, let me scroll back up to the top real quick. No problem. All right, it's called The Ultimate Order, The Ultimate World Order as Pictured in the Jewish Utopia. So it's a book about the Jewish Utopia, The Ultimate World Order. So it's about a guy who found this book in the library, The Jewish Utopia. His name's Robert H. Williams, and he wrote the book called The Ultimate World Order. And there's a PDF here on archive.org. If you look up The Ultimate World Order, you can read this book. And I really have enjoyed the sort of, I hate to draw the comparison to the fireside chat, but listening to Travis read out of this book, it's just it's a nice it's all so spot on, you know, and just very uncanny.
David, have you heard about this?
Yeah, David,
in the past.
Well, I've caught Travis's show last week and heard most of it, and well, you know, as far as the Jewish utopia goes, I think it's going to be a fleeting dream, because the Jews have a long history of overreach. That always seems to be the thing that finally brings them down. And I think we're headed toward another moment like that very soon, because, you know, when I first got involved in this stuff, you know, 30 years ago, believe it or not, mentioning the Jew or Jewish power, really, is what we should say. It was really, you were a crackpot. You were a nut. You know, it was just... you know, completely off the scale to mention it. And now, you know, this is becoming more and more widespread. It's even touched the mainstream a little bit. And so I don't think there's any stopping the information as they clamp down the screws a little tighter and tighter every day. There's going to be more and more blowback. And I think we're going to be hitting critical mass on this whole situation in this country very soon. I think we're in 2024 is going to be a very wild year, and 2025 will be even more wild. We're in uncharted territory, but I don't think they're going to achieve their Jewish utopia. I really don't.
I hope you're right.
But things are going to get a lot worse. You know, things are going to have to get a lot worse before people understand how dire the situation we are in actually is. Because right now we have a lot of people that think we're just going to go back to normal. COVID's over. Everything's fine. But, you know, one way or another, that's not going to play out much longer. It's going to be interesting times here very soon, guys.
One thing I find interesting is how January 6th is like an amplified Charlottesville as far as trying to gaslight the people who were in favor of it or participated, and the perception the rest of the country has of them as well. But this, I mean, it's about half the country at this point. They're trying to gaslight as far as, you know, the whole anti-white, because that's really what January 6th is trying to do, is tarnish being white to a good extent. I think the psychological, operations intent, so I don't know. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that, gentlemen.
Well, that's certainly part of the game. I agree, and I don't know if you guys have caught this new footage of this Ray Epps character that's been going around, where he, you know, this is the same man who just got a misdemeanor charge when they're handing out 20-year sentences to other people. This guy was literally saying, we need to go storm the Capitol. Come on, guys. I mean, he was actually the guy at the very front of the impenetrable bike racks, you know, that were the last line of defense for the Capitol building, which was a huge setup. I mean, the whole situation is absurd. It really was a scripted movie, especially when you consider that they already had camera crews inside the Capitol building waiting for these people to come in the door. So this Ray Epps character gets a misdemeanor charge, and he was actually the agent provocateur, the Judas goat that actually ran people into the building and encouraged everyone to follow him.
Right. I believe he was actually a Fed. I don't know if that's been confirmed, but clearly he was doing what they wanted him to do. And so it makes sense that they would not persecute him. That's completely in line with him being a Fed asset.
Well, absolutely. You know, and plus they don't want an agent provocateur having to testify at any kind of a trial. So they had to give the guy a plea and make it look like, see, we're applying equal justice here. And, you know, I don't know if you caught any of this footage of this character, Garland, Moishe Garfinkel is his real name, of course, Merrick Garland. That's not his real name. His grandfather changed the family name, as they often do. No cause for alarm. But, I mean, you know, this guy's testimony in front of Congress was disgusting. I mean, this guy is so crooked in covering up so many different things at once. They're really, you know, I don't like the Republicans, but they're really trying to grill this guy. And he kind of looks like Dr. Strangelove with those strange little tinted glasses and everything and the weird voice he has. He's such a strange looking character. To think that this is the leader of the justice in our country is disgusting. And it shows you how far down the Jewish rabbit hole or rabbi hole this country has really fell.
Absolutely. I mean, he's coming after the people of America. He's supposed to be representing America, and he's in the process of persecuting the entire country. Well, what's left? What's the remaining part of it? So, I mean, they at some point they've been, you know, with the Hart-Celler Act of 1965, they've been and they promised not to do this. They promised just to bring in a few, you know, migrants, but no. Now it's an unending stream, as according to Joe Biden, their puppet, an unending stream of migrants. Now there's little thousands of migrants pouring across the border. I don't know how many thousands per day. Somewhere between 2,000 and 9,000 migrants a day pouring across the southern border. They're frantically trying to get as many people over here as they can that they can use as a slave class, because the, you know, the Jews absolutely see all these other people as like some kind of lower species that they can use, just like when they brought blacks over. They saw them as a lower species that they could subjugate and sell into slavery. It's just absolutely. I got to wonder, you know, does Merrick Garland, you know, because the Jews, they really believe the things that they say, you know, about history and whatnot. I wonder if they actually really believe that then their version of history. Merrick Garland, he sounded so emotional when he was talking about it. So they turn on that emotion and manipulate you with that. Kick it over to you, Richard.
I was actually looking at an article a day or so ago on Merrick Garland. I didn't get a chance to check them out, but there's like 5 Twitter videos here. I don't know. I could send it to control room here if you guys would be curious to play any of it. But is Merrick Garland the most corrupt attorney general in U.S. history? First Representative Victoria Spartz's interaction with Attorney General Merrick Garland is a must watch for every American citizen. She highlights concerns about the Department of Justice and its alleged corruption. And so we have quite a few grillings of him here. I don't know, including the amount of agents, you know, on January 5th and January 6th. We've heard about some of that, but I don't know. There's like 5 here, and I don't know if you guys might want to play something from it. Again, I'll send the clip in the chat here.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead and send. I'm going to comment on something David brought up earlier, and that is, you know, the weaponization of. Oh, geez, I actually forgot what I was going to comment about. It's getting late. I forgot.
Oh, well, if I could, you know, answer the question, too, about do they really believe what they're saying? I don't think they do. I think they know they're lying. It's all an act, or at least a lot of it's an act for the goyim, for the unwashed masses. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this on my show on Sunday, but, you know, this Anthony Blinken character has actually been caught in a tremendous lie, another Holocaust lie, you know, because, you know, I'm sure you guys remember he actually made this claim that his stepfather, you know, was a Holocaust victim and was in one of the death camps in Poland and was picked up by a wonderful Negro tank battalion that came and saved him. And when Blinken's stepfather walked up to the tank, he didn't speak any English. The only English he spoke was "God bless America" as he climbed into the Negro's tank and to be saved from certain death at one of the Nazi death camps. But the only problem is this black tank battalion, which really did exist, never went to that part of Poland. They never went there. It's documented. E. Michael Jones pointed this out in a recent article he wrote. And again, it's another Holocaust lie, full of emotion and you know, tearing up.
No. Okay, we're at the break. Be right back, folks. Now hold that thought, David. Sorry, we're not hearing the music.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging.
All righty. Okay, we're back, folks, and we were... well, it's hard to track where we were because the music's not coming through to us. I've noticed that with other hosts in the show. They continue to talk through the break. So got to be mindful of when the break times and stuff. And to be honest with you, I forgot where we were exactly, so I'll kick it to you guys for help with that.
Well, I think we have our buckets of rocks with Merrick Garland written on the side. So.
Oh yeah, he dropped off buckets of rocks in. Was he? He wasn't the Attorney General yet, but he may have. We may as well have been.
I thought we were going to throw rocks at him. Did you want to hear some of these clips?
Well, it's hard. They keep throwing rocks at us. It's hard to even stop blocking the rocks they keep throwing at us long enough to throw one back. And if we do, oh my God, they'll just do what they do. The Palestinians, you know.
Well, maybe I should bring up what I was mentioning in the break. I mean, you know, I'm Merrick Garland. He has to have some pretty good intel. So it's kind of hard to see how he has any excuse. But I mean, a lot of Jews out there may really believe that they have relatives who died in the Holocaust, when really they died in the work camps, either due to conditions, anomalies early on, or you know, near the end when supplies were dwindling, even for German citizens at that point, of course, and then just the amount of disease and typhus catching up with the situation.
Yeah,
and, you know, yeah, but I mean, but so you know, we can't say that every Jew is lying who's saying they have relatives who died in the Holocaust, you know, or that they didn't have ones who died, possibly, in work camps.
Right.
Some of them can be misinformed, but again, you know, the higher up the totem pole you go, the more likely they are to. But then, of course, you know, no matter high up they are, they might not want to ever look into this information. You know, you go to some. I mean, it does no benefit. You know, people don't usually look into truths that don't benefit them.
Well, I mean, I would understand exactly where you're coming from. I agree with everything you said right up to that last thing there. I would say that it may not benefit them in the short run, but it will definitely benefit them spiritually. And imagine, you know, people who don't have any kind of concern or alignment with the truth at all, but just go along with whatever they're told to think. Now, that includes the Jews, and it probably includes Merrick Garland. For all we know, Merrick Garland is an MK Ultra product. You know, well,
I'd be curious to hear what David would say in response to all that.
Well, I can't be quite as magnanimous as you on this. You did make a very good point that certainly some of these people lost family in the work camps due to the blockade of food by the Allies in the last year of the war. You know, over a million Germans died of starvation too. That's why when they liberated these work camps, you know, these people were all skin and bones because there was no food even for the German citizens. So that certainly happened, but you know, of course, that was a product of what the Allies did. And
we're up against a break, and we hear the music this time. We'll be right back, folks. Second hour. Okay, we're at the end of the first hour. We're back on the second hour.
PublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can.